Yeah, Trump definitely does envy like Putin for that. Like for Putin to just be able to do whatever he wants
Yo,
and like get away with shit.
who doesn't, dude?
Me. I value fucking liberty. I
Yeah, you
value the
value liberty
press,
because
dude. I
you need
love the
liberty.
press.
If you have the ability
I love the
be a
press.
fucking autocrat, you would do anyone would do it.
No.
Anyone would be an autocrat.
No.
Yes, they would.
I'm like George Washington, dude. I'm just here to
So you just
fund
have like, some slaves on the low and just fucking...
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking get some slaves. I'll be an autocrat at home.
That's true. You rule your household. And, you know, I don't know where to go.
Yeah, that's...
Yo, I think he does admire people that are like, I'm just gonna do this. I'm gonna do this however I fucking want to do it. But I also don't think, like... The guy's never... I don't know. I don't know politics.
I don't care about politics.
I don't want to go down this fucking hole.
I don't care about politics.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm more into the human side of it, to where, like, when they'll blame, they'll be like, well, Russia, like, Putin, how come so many of your political enemies end up dead? And he just straight up said, like, coming from a country who's have had presidents assassinated?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man. Basically, he's like, shit happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, okay, next question.
Yeah.
People hear things they shouldn't hear, and they have to...
I mean, dude, yeah. Hillary Clinton has... The two people supposed to testify against Hillary Clinton, their fucking house exploded. George Bush Sr.
Is that true?
Yes. Bush Sr., the Clinton body count.
Dude, you're my Fox News, just so you know. I don't watch anything, so I'm dependent on you for
I just
all
go off of the internet.
You gotta watch that. You gotta watch that. It's dangerous.
Isn't George Bush Sr.'s...
CIA.
The guy, what's a cardiologist? His heart doctor... Just got killed in a bicycle-to-bicycle drive-by shooting. That guy rides his bicycle every day to work. Someone pulled up on a bicycle, shot him 3 times, pedaled away. No one knows why.
His cardiologist?
But George Bush Sr.'s in-home, like, the guy, the cardiologist that comes and sees him or whatever. Dude, the old Bush in the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His cardiologist just got
That's
shot.
That's because he sexually harassed all those women.
Who, his cardiologist?
No, Sr. He was grabbing butts.
That's nothing, dude.
Finally, the feminist took control.
Please, dude.
Oh,
got
yeah,
on a huffy
yeah.
and executed his cardiologist.
He helped set up the JFK assassination, but, dude, the guy, it's just weird. All the, like, my cardiologist isn't going to get shot on a drive-by bicycle shooting out in, like, the suburbs of Texas.
Yeah.
You're in an affluent neighborhood pedaling your bike, and some dude pulls up on a bicycle right on the way to work.
Yeah, he knows your route.
Pop, 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 runs away.
Yeah, that's
no robbery. That shit happens all the time, dude. It's bizarre.
This
I'm
is great.
Saying, I'm just
this
saying.
Is great watching you listen to him talk.
You're
I'm
the
just
guy.
Saying.
I'm
telling
dude,
you
because I want to believe it.
You're the
when
dude
somebody
who started
tells me
the
something
CIA.
Like, I want to believe that. Yeah.
You're the dude who started the CIA, and your heart doctor and a bunch of other people connected to you just get killed randomly. It's like it's bizarre.
It certainly is.
Strange.
It certainly is.
It is.
I agree.
It what is. If bullets just rip through this fucking room?
Right? You keep fucking with
but
me.
But that
one
would
day
make
they
sense.
Yeah.
In this neighborhood, that makes perfect sense.
It's pretty peaceful,
but that
here.
Yeah, it is absolutely. I haven't heard one gunshot.
Yeah, you
in
could,
2 years.
You could get a couple of guns.
You hear him occasionally.
You could.
That Putin thing. It reminded me of. I think it was with Oliver Stone. He did those interviews, and they were like, or maybe it wasn't with Oliver Stone, but it was one of the interviews. They were asking him about Russian interference with the U.S. election, and he was like, again, he said the same thing. He was like, "This is. Do you think the U.S. meddles in other people's elections?"
Exactly.
And he's like, "We didn't, but do you think you guys do?"
Yeah.
Anyway, next question.
Like, dude, he shuts it. I like watch Putin. I'm like, damn, he's kind of sick. When you watch him interview, he just doesn't bullshit. He's just like,
right now, Dairy Queen's jerking off, going nuts.
He's
right
getting
now.
Mad right now.
He's
like,
fired up.
Does he like Putin?
No, he'll delight in the fact that we like Putin.
I do. I like. I
Who's
like
Dairy
it?
Queen.
This fucking internet
My thing, it's
liberal
like,
troll talk shit. It's pretty funny.
I like him, man. I'm not gonna, you know.
You like Putin?
I like the way he talks, dude.
You like the cut of his jib?
Yeah, I like the colors.
You like, you know, invading Ukraine? You down with that?
They try to hand him the FBI report during the thing. They're like, well, here's a report saying that, like, you know, there was collusion or meddling. And he goes, like, the guy goes to hand it to him. And he goes, laughs at him. He goes, put it over there. It's so fucking funny.
Again, that was another thing. All the liberals were like, we shouldn't be dealing with Russia. They invaded Ukraine, all that shit. And then when they asked that to Putin, he's like, how did Iraq go for you guys?
Yeah.
And it's like, never mind.
Yeah. Like, Shut up, dude.
Yeah.
Chill.
Of course
chill,
they don't want him.
Yeah, but we're different.
Yeah, don't be gay.
But he's having him at the White House now.
Putin's going to the White House. Everyone's like, what the fuck's he doing?
And what's Trump do? He goes, I'd like him to come to the White House. Everyone's going to freak the fuck out.
I don't have a problem with the head of Russia coming to the White House. Why would that be a problem?
It was the CIA controls the media, dude. That's why. It's not a problem. That's the thing.
I was going to say,
you've
done
a bunch of
that?
Very bad things, and there's this ex-KGB agent with a bunch of power now who knows everything you did. Now he's in the mainstream. It's not a good thing, dude. The CIA got JFK assassinated. That's a, that's in control. It's like, that's a fact. They lied, dude. They lied and said he got shot once. He clearly got shot in the throat and then the head, and they came out 40 years later and they were like, well, he did get shot in the throat too upon reviewing it. It's like, I'm telling, dude, look into that shit. It's insane. 9 out of 10 Americans in the 60s and 70s, or when did he get shot? When did JFK?
63.
That right after that, they polled Americans, and it was like 9 out of 10 Americans didn't believe like the single bullet theory, the shooter from the Hill. But now, dude, back in the day, you could get, before, they didn't see, like, foresee the internet coming out. You could cover shit up, and now all this shit's coming out, and people are freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Well,
I,
Putin?
Yeah.
I
think we're gonna. Yo, this is one thing I checked. Vegas has odds for the next president,
mm-hmm.
and it shows who, because Vegas is pretty good at that. Yeah. At like who's gonna actually win?
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the Democrats who they could trot out,
yeah.
it's like holy fuck, Trump's 100% gonna
working
win.
Working with right now,
there's no one.
Yeah,
there's literally no one.
Yeah,
he's definitely gonna win.
There's like Alec Baldwin has a better chance of becoming president. He has better odds than like Hillary Clinton.
If like, he ran and debated Trump, playing Trump's character, that would be pretty well. That would be pretty fucking funny.
That would be funny.
That would be so fucking funny.
Dude, him debating Trump as Trump, that would be fucking great. Wrong. Like, two guys just going wrong.
Trump would stay in the pocket.
Oh, yeah. He
Trump would be like, remember those voicemails when you called your daughter a pig?
He's like, that's the only thing I agree with you on. Your daughter is a pig.
Dude,
he would fucking box him.
Oh my god, he'd be like, yeah, I can do this all day.
Yeah,
I'm the president, dude.
Yeah.
How are your sons doing? Your sons are losers. Biodome sucked.
Total failure. Ruined Pauly Shore's career. Pauly Shore is a great American.
He's
actor.
My new running mate, Pauly Shore. Yeah, we were talking about that when those like you see 10 female comics in a row that night. We were watching stand up and. Yeah. It was, and every single one of them was like, Donald Trump, fucking orange idiot. We were like, dude, if Trump walked out, like if Trump got to rebuttal, like had a rebuttal against every one of these comics, he would murder them.
Especially if it was a black crowd. Dude, if he came out, if a bunch of women came out and were like, I'm sick of Donald Trump, and he came out and he was like, I don't know if you heard that fat turd talk about me, but that room was like, shit! Dude, the ceiling would crack. Laughter would block.
Dudes running up and down the aisles.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of lawyers love cocaine.
He was like a real estate lawyer or something. Now I'm talking shit. I don't know.
No one's going to fact check. You can say anything.
All right, so this guy killed this lady and left her in the hot tub. So but anyways, he was so fucking, when they interviewed him, but even now, he's like, yeah, you know, it's like it seems like it doesn't even affect him. He's like, yeah, they found her dead, you know? Poor girl. Yeah, poor girl, you know?
Sweet girl.
Yeah, sweet girl. Gonna miss her. Tanya.
It's like, what's the name of the river?
Schuylkill.
Chappaquiddick? No, the fucking Kennedy.
Chappaquiddick?
Chappaquiddick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
What happened?
It was a Ted.
A cover-up.
It was a Ted? Was it Ted Kennedy?
Ted Kennedy, yeah.
Yeah, he drove like a hooker off a bridge or something.
You know, she was alive for a while. She found like a pocket of air to breathe in.
Yeah, could have been a body switch. Could have been a CIA body switch.
Dude. You think that was it? No, I think that was just a lady that died.
I don't trust anything with the Kennedys, dude. That's a whole family again. Everyone, the guy's fucking plane explodes right before he's running for Senate.
I got him going on.
Dude, the Kennedy family, they all got iced.
Dude, you're like a fucking conspiracy hibachi chef. Like, everything somebody says, he's like, yeah, check this out. I'll fucking make that.
Tossing it right in your mouth. Me and John are on the other side of the table.
Dude, imagine how many people in your family?
Five.
Okay. Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, altogether five.
Imagine if, like, four out of them got murdered. Like, so imagine you get murdered, your brother's plane explodes, your other brother drives off a bridge, and a fucking girl dies and drowns.
And he walks and becomes a fucking senator.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
That's like,
yeah, you're right. It's weird.
Honorable. And your brother was running against Hillary Clinton, and his plane explodes, and then she takes a Senate seat.
Yeah,
pretty strange. Yeah. Especially the Kennedys too. It's like they were all mob tied. You know, Woody Harrelson's dad was a hitman.
Yes, I didn't know.
Isn't that fucked up?
I did know that. Yeah,
dude, I didn't know that.
It's fucking sick.
He got murdered too.
Who did?
Woody Harrelson's dad.
Damn.
allegedly involved in the JFK assassination.
What? Woody Harrelson's dad shot JFK?
He was involved, dude.
You heard it here first, episode 89.
Dude, he was all involved. The Mafia got tied up with... You know how like the Mafia got tied up with the government after World War II?
Yes, and well, during World War II.
When that boat got sunk. I forget what boat it was, and the government went to the Mafia, like, can you guys use your connections to like, get us into the ports easier?
Well,
like,
to protect the docks, they hired the Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to watch a documentary I watch. I'd love to have you Snopes it, dude. Because you know history. I don't know history. I watch it. I'm like, this kind of makes... I just Google stuff while I watch it. Did I watch this documentary? It's like the Mafia got involved, the CIA, and then they took like Giacano as like one of like the lead mobsters, and they let those guys kind of start running with the CIA. That's how the CIA got all into like smuggling drugs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. That's Bill Clinton was... They were flying all the cocaine. They were flying all the cocaine into Arkansas. The CIA was flying, and they were sending weapons back to the Sandinistas.
Yeah.
That's all documented.
Did you ever see?
It was fucking Bill Clinton was the governor allowing all this shit to happen. Meanwhile, Crooked Hillary's pulling the strings behind the
scenes. Did you see that?
Dude, I'm telling you, watch this fucking thing.
The Tom Cruise movie's about that.
Yeah.
It just came out. It's about how he got hired by the CIA to fly drugs and ammunition. Well, he would fly cocaine back, and then when he would return, he would bring back a ton of ammunition.
Pablo Escobar,
arms.
Yeah.
And then he would fly back Sandinistas to Arkansas.
They trained him in Arkansas.
What?
Yeah.
It's fact. It's none of this is.
It
even
is fact. It's a fucking Hollywood movie now.
Yeah, I have to check that out. I mean, that's the thing is, I don't fucking know.
Though, Tom Cruise's character, the CIA doesn't know that he's like Pablo Escobar. Yeah. Is like, we need you to bring weapons back to us, or we'll kill you. And he's like, okay, I guess got to fly weapons back now. So the movie, the CIA
wouldn't
know
just
about
be
the
like,
weapons.
Yeah.
The CIA definitely looked at the script. They're like, hey, yeah, this part,
yeah.
I want to fix this.
Well,
guy
the CIA up. Owns Fox News. They probably
they don't own Fox. Fox News is owned by military intelligence, dude.
Oh, who owns? What does CIA own? CNN.
Pretty much all the other ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Operation Mockingbird.
They probably control the studio that made that movie.
Well, they're the way it all comes down to that Operation Mockingbird thing.
Yeah.
To where like they had a Senate hearing, I guess it is, being like, do you guys have? Are you paying people to work inside of the press? And the guy literally looks at his lawyer and goes, I'd like to handle that in the private discussion, thank you. And they do it twice. Like, do you pay news medias? And he was like, I'd like to take that in the private session, thank you. So they definitely fucking did it. Because you ever see the thing where
you should just say no if you didn't.
You say no. Yeah. Just why, dude? Just be like, no.
Also, it's weird to be like, can we chat later? Dude?
I know.
In a hearing, be like, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Or he just walks up and is like,
Or he's like, no, dude, fucking, and then winks at him. He's like, just chill for a second.
Like, you're on camera, sir. He's like,
it sounds wildly conspiratorial, but it sounds wild to be like, no, we've just been run by good boys all this time, and everyone's looking out. Dude, if you give me unfettered access to like money, running areas, I'm going to become a corrupt.
Oh,
like,
I'll be a bad guy.
Psycho,
you're
dude,
corrupt
like
with
I'm corrupt
the little,
with a little
patch
bit
of
that
land.
I got.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a fucking apartment. You're corrupt. So and now you're using the fucking media. You got media now.
Dude,
you
yeah, you're Matt running Chains. Your media. Yeah.
And he does have, like, within the people, our fan base, a strong contingent is, like, real supportive of Matt. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like, real,
I'm sure.
Like, just shut the fuck up, Shane. Matt knows what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Dude, you have to watch the thing I watched. It's pretty, it's not bad. You watch it. It's not too wild. Some of it goes off into, like, third planet sun shit, and you're like, all right, this is fucking insane. This
yeah,
is
that's
this
when
stuff,
it loses me, though.
This is stuff that happened in history, and they're like, this is why, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah, and there's also, like, some of those documentaries, though, some of it just seems totally, I know this already.
Yeah.
It's not like a conspiracy.
Like, what documentaries?
What was that mass consumption, or the one about advertising?
Not hyper-renewal shit.
Either way, the entire documentary, I was like, yeah, of course.
Century of the Self.
Yeah, the entire time I was like, this is, of course.
You knew about Bernays and the PR firms and stuff?
I knew about when it opens. I think this is the one that opens with how like Ford was selling shit to the Nazis. And
no,
Disney.
That was a different one. That was the one about them, Ford selling stuff to the Nazis and how Hitler kind of got, you know, everyone's like, well, Hitler kind of, well, not, I guess everyone doesn't defend Hitler in this way, but people are like, well, Hitler did help the economy. People do say that.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
It was just foreign
yeah,
money.
Well, yeah, time, yeah. Time Man of the Year.
It was money from the, it was just money from the Bushes
36.
And the Rothschilds, and they propped them up, just like America's been propping up dictators forever.
Yeah, so like that didn't surprise me at all. I
it's
knew
still
that.
Insane to think that they made the Bushes made money off the Holocaust.
That's
America. I didn't know that.
America made money off World War One. That's where we became what we are.
Yeah, I hear that, and I'm like, all right, you know, we were selling stuff, and we got factories. It wasn't like they were supplying gas to the gas. No one's like, well,
we sold it. We sold arms. We sold everything.
Gas chambers, guns to both sides.
Yeah, we sold everything to both sides. That's why we were neutral. We weren't neutral on some moral standpoint. We were neutral to make money.
Yeah.
And then when the Japs fucking brought us into it, we had to fucking crack some skulls and drop some space age bombs on. Yeah, the Japanese, we disrespected them, dude.
Oh, yeah, very dishonorable. We came at them hard. Yeah, yeah,
like, what the fuck did
we
you do?
We rushed those dudes like, yo, your girl's hot.
That's only the
we
first
pull ups the whole time. we're ready, dude.
Yeah. That's the first hour of that. Which again, that's like nothing mind blowing, but it goes for that's setting the stage. Like these are these people's fathers, and then there's the next generation. Here's what happened. And the guy who was financing the Holocaust. His son started the CIA, and here's what they've been up to. Yeah, of course, they're not like.
I'm just saying that it's never surprising to me to know that the people who have billions of dollars got it through pretty much acts of, you know, extreme violence.
Definitely.
And war against humanity, crimes against humanity.
For sure, definitely. And those same people own the news. So that's when you're like, yeah, that shit, they own. And people are like, dude, you're ridiculous. It's right. It's not ridiculous.
But it is not ridiculous.
It's not. It's Nobody not wants to hear it, though.
It just, but it, because it's, it always sounds conspiratorial.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
Because it's like, it is crazy. Yeah. So when you hear something that's crazy, people are quick to be like, that can't be true. Yeah. Then my life's all fucked up. Like everything I believe is fucking weird.
You're going around, saw, like, Little League's going well. Someone's like, yeah, dude, the CIA owns the news. You're like, come on, man. I don't
see yeah.
that.
Like, yeah, right.
It's like, my fucking gay son just struck out again. I'm yeah. pretty sure my son's gay. I don't care about this.
Don't tell me the fucking government's force-feeding me my news, dude.
It is bad, though. You know, that it's a bad thing.
It is bad.
It's a terrible thing.
It's just, it's crazy.
It's another one of those, it's like, well, what can we possibly do?
Just not watch it.
Yeah.
And tell everyone, like, by the way, you know, don't pay attention to that
and
shit.
And again, without delving too much into these documentaries, I can still watch the news and be like, oh, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. You can just flip channels and be like, oh, this is all, there's an agenda on both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
like, without, hard, and hard it's agenda, just like, yeah. Can we stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody, because again, you have to pick a side. So now you get on social media and it's everywhere. Every single post is either super fucking liberal or it's like every single one of our friends is like, can you believe this is happening?
Yeah.
It's like, of course it's happening.
Yeah.
It's been happening. Why are we like, Michelle Wolf's new show just had a fucking sketch about how ICE, it's actually one of the funnier sketches they've done.
ICE is. Yeah, ICE is.
But then it's like, dude, you're calling ICE ISIS. Like these are fucking dudes that.
I know.
It's like, maybe make fun of the people that organized it and, like, put it together, but not the fucking individuals working that it's you're like, look at these trash sacks
men.
Of shit.
Yeah, it's like making fun of trash men.
Or make fun of the people that overly support it blindly. Like, there's always an easy...
It is funny, though, yeah.
Yeah, there's always an easy to find...
What was the sketch itself?
It's like, ICE is... Instead, it's ISIS.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like, ICE is fighting for liberty. It's basically a holy war.
They remember last week when I said the New York Times is running like positive articles about ISIS?
Yeah.
Then this week, what? Michelle Wolf? Just saying, dude. Now all of a sudden, dude, New York Times ran like two articles about like how ISIS isn't that bad last week. Now Michelle Wolf.
Yeah,
show.
For real. They're
now
like, Michelle ISIS Wolf is installing show. Law and order in the Middle East.
Dude,
like, all right, cool.
It's insane. Now Michelle Wolf show is like kind of
dictators
like,
and tyrants do that. Yeah. There's a lot of law and order.
Yeah.
They also don't report crimes.
Yeah, they come with a lot of rules, dude.
Yeah, it's a ton
a lot of
rules. The worst rules, Sharia law.
They whipped them up into shape. But,
yeah.
And now her thing is ICE like, is, and they're comparing ICE to ISIS.
It's just so safe. It's just like not.
That's true, too.
I don't know. I
people
just
watch
like,
it like, yes.
You know
what? Yeah, buddy. That's but sick. You called that guy.
Yeah, dude. You know.
If you're going to talk shit like that.
I'm going to call him every day until he gives me an answer. I might roll. I have his fucking office. I might roll up and be like, bro, what's good?
Yeah, just that.
You know how
I mean,
easy it would be for me to get a bunch of fucking dudes from Kensington and be like, guys, here's what we're doing today. We're going to go to this motherfucker's address, bro. Talk shit. I'm going to show up just like the Haitians do to Hillary Clinton. Same thing.
What do they do?
The Haitians roll up on Hillary Clinton all the time.
Damn, that sucks for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, dude.
Just Haitians bothering you all the time because of the atrocities you committed?
I mean, that is quite the enemy, dude.
Fuck.
And people from Haiti coming up and protesting you. I was like, what the fuck are they so mad about? And you're like, don't look into
don't
it.
Don't even ask.
Don't look into it. It's so fucked up. Don't look into it.
Yeah.
Also, too, I mean, that would be. That
I wonder how true all that Clinton Foundation stuff is.
I mean, dude, if you have Haitians coming in fucking.
The Haitians, maybe they got tricked online. I don't know.
You think they read about it?
If you were Haitian You'd be pissed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you read about that, you'd be ticked.
No, they were fucking, their family called them and was just like, bro.
Yeah.
She fucking fucked my kids. And you're like, what? Like, what should I do? And like, I don't know, dude. Go fucking, here's her address. Go fucking
go yell at her.
Go fucking scream at her. It's probably a bunch of dudes with belts, dude, ready to fucking slap her, dude. They're probably.
Yeah, I don't. What were some of the crimes, allegedly?
There was a, so allegedly there was a, where the place was affected by all like the earthquakes and all that shit that hit it. There was a textile mill built in the part that wasn't affected, and like no one ever fixed any of the shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just went down and built factories with the money.
They built factories with the money on the parts that weren't affected, and then there was people in trucks who would just pull up, who would just literally drive around, then fly away, and then like apparently they looked in the Clinton Foundation, they were just billing the Clintons like, we did survey, and they never built anything in the places where they did. Apparently they just didn't build that much shit, and for all the money it doesn't add up. Allegedly.
Oh, that's it. I thought there was darker
and then,
shit.
And then a Clinton aide was caught smuggling children out of Haiti. And then people were like, what the fuck are you doing? And then the Clinton's like, no, she's cool, she's cool. She's
Why
cool.
do they love kids?
I don't know, dude. It's
I don't think they love kids. I think the conspiracy is that the elites are fucking kids.
I think the elites do fuck kids, though.
I think that's always been a peasant's mindset about the elites.
No, I'm pretty sure
like,
elites,
that's
elites.
Like what they used to say about the Jews. They'd be like, the Jews drink the blood of Christian babies. You know?
Yeah.
It's always been a very dumb peasant mind.
It is.
Like, they're fucking kids. Although Epstein's temple didn't really help.
Epstein
they
was...
They kind of found the temple.
Epstein, the problem is that... Yeah, it is funny, though, because there is a lot of folklore, but Epstein was, in fact, fucking kids. And there was, like, a bunch of super
rich
dudes.
But we do say kids. Come on.
13-year-olds.
All right, that's pretty young.
That's pretty young.
That's young.
Dude. And, like, the...
That's very negligible.
Super high-profile peeps were chilling with this dude. There's no way... He was, like, secretly just trafficking young sniz, and he just had these friends who weren't cool with it, and he was like, well, I'm just not going to tell them about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't need to know about kids
yeah.
that I have in this.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm on a whole other wave anyway, bro.
What's the wave?
I'm fucking nothing.
What's the fucking wave
constant
right now?
Misery, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's the sickest wave. Yeah. It's funny, too, because I used to make fun of comedians for always being like, I'm fucking depressed, bro. Like, yeah. I'll say, it's like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
You don't talk about it like that if you actually are.
For real.
You just grit your teeth and keep going through your shithole life.
That's what I'm saying, bro. What's up?
Steaming right along. We tried to record yesterday. Ever since I've gone to the city and become a big city boy, me and Matt, we're not on the same page.
Nah, man, I'm trying to get a New York minute, dude.
Yeah.
It's tough. Is your dog biting you?
No, he's going to throw up. My dog's here. Shout out, Finn.
Shout out. This is a fucking crowded studio.
This is a
crowded
studio tonight.
It's great.
And, well, today. And so yesterday we tried to record. Things didn't go well. We ended up talking how sick Trump was. Normally I'm there to pump the brakes a little on this, but I'm on board the Trump train.
You know what's funny?
We're back.
No, you know what is funny? I remember like before we first started, you would say certain things that I would just totally clam up on. You'd be like, you know, and I'd like kind of look at you like, if I just remain silent, I'm not connected with this. And then I was talking a lot yesterday where I'd look at you and you're just like.
Yeah. Well, you're hitting QAnon. You're hitting breadcrumbs.
I basically accused Robert De Niro of being child molested.
Yeah, you did.
I looked it up
that.
Today. It's not true, dude.
It's not?
He got brought in questioning relating with an escort service that was rumored to have used younger girls. But it's like, he was in France, but it's saying he was like, I was only ever questioned. I wasn't attacked. But he also might be a guy who just was getting hookers in France.
Yeah.
And got, it's like,
he's
I'm not going to throw anyone under that bus, dude.
He's the man. He's
like, you could fall under that.
De Niro's the man. He's a fucking douche for yelling fuck Trump at the Tony
but
Awards.
But I was wondering, I'm like, cause it was so like, dude, he was a child molester. Someone said that. And I was like, what? And I looked into it and it was like, it's, worst case scenario, he was ordering up young sniz, and that's bad. Or he was just getting some whores, and he
which
got
actually
lumped
is
in.
Sick. Depends when what year he was ordering young sniz.
I think it was like 98. That's when he got
that's
brought
borderline,
in.
You're not allowed to order young sniz anymore.
No, I mean, in the 70s, like, they
70s
hung out with
16. Prime
yeah.
young sniz.
But no. But anyway, that's...
Anyway, that's...
So you can I can debunk that. Is that, that's... I was up here just fucking destroying reputations last night.
Yeah.